This is Passport to Texas. When handled correctly in the field and the kitchen, venison can be tastier than domestically raised meat. The key is to keep it cool and dry immediately after harvest.
And then the real poetry begins in the aging of that meat. If you can hang that meat for 3 to 6 days, some of the enzymes in the meat start to break it down, and you really get that tender, good-tasting, concentrated flavor.
Lee Smith is a hunter and home cook from Austin, Texas. To store fresh venison, Smith recommends vacuum sealers, which keep meat usable for up to a year when frozen. And when you're ready for it, Smith says simple preparations are best.
You're legally, depending on what county you're hunting in, able to take 5 deer in Texas, and that can be a lot of meat. So I understand after a while how you might want to change it up and have a little horseradish sauce or some kind of port reduction with some mushrooms, but I want to taste the meat. I don't want to throw a heavy sauce on it. In fact, tonight we're having venison fajitas.
Ooh, where's my invitation? Lee Smith says he usually marinates venison backstrap just briefly in olive oil and soy sauce and puts it on the grill. Then he ends up with something the whole family enjoys. You can find wild game recipes on the Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.